Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program, how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
And so I went to her and asked her, and she said yes. I never had been a date with her, never held her hand, nothing. That's kind of unique, isn't it, Sharon? But it's great, you know, when God does something, he knows what he's doing. So she wasn't ever planning on getting married again, and I wasn't ever planning on getting married again. But God come to the two of us and told us we were to get married. And so what do? When God tells you that girl's going to be your wife? Well, you go ask her. Yeah, and she says yes, because God told her the night before she's supposed to marry me. And of course, whenever God told her she's supposed to marry her pastor, she woke up rebuking the devil. She said, "You devil of hell, in the name of Jesus." You know, she knew that had to be a devil. She knew if she ever was going to get married, it certainly wouldn't be a pastor, you know. But little did she know what God had for her, the trials and tests of the future. But anyway, the very night, a week later, after I asked her to marry me, nearly a week later, we had our first date. You know, I mean, it's time you go date once you been engaged to get married. It's time to find out something about each other, you know, so you don't know nothing about each other. So that first night, we're sitting out there talking, and she didn't understand the keys of the kingdom. She's like I was years ago, but now I'm getting a hold of it. So when we're sitting there, and it's, I don't know, 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning, I guess, where, you know, you'd think only young people sat out and talk in the car all night, but Cheryl and I was sitting out talking all night. We were just talking. I didn't know nothing about her, and she didn't know nothing about me, so we're trying to learn something about each other and what we like and what we don't like and everything else. So 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, she reached over and starts the car. And I said, "What are you cranking the car up for?" And she said, "Well, my legs are cold. My feet are cold." I said, "But it's May. You know, it's not cold." She said, "But I'm cold." I said, "How long you had this problem?" "All my life. All my life." I said, "Well, you don't have to be like that." See, I had found the keys to the kingdom when it comes to healing. Because one of the keys is in Matthew 18:19, where Jesus said, "Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." There's one of the keys. I told her, I said, "Do you want to stay like that?" She said, "Well, no." I said, "Then take your shoes off and throw your feet over that console there so I can caress your legs and pray over them." So she did. She turned around there, and I grabbed about her knee, and I started coming down her legs, and I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 18:19, I rebuke this spirit that's blocked up Cheryl's legs, the arteries and the blood and the veins, so the blood doesn't flow properly in her legs. I rebuke that spirit and command that thing to leave her in Jesus' name." I said, "Now, Lord, I ask you to send the mighty Holy Spirit into those legs and into these little feet. And I ask you to open every vein and every artery and let both of them work perfect so they'll be warm and not cold in Jesus' name." I said, "Thank you, Lord. It's done." I said, "Cheryl, do you agree with that?" She said, "I do." I said, "Well, then thank the Father for doing it." She said, "Lord, thank you in Jesus' name." Bam, just like that. The blood in my hands, her little cold feet got just as warm. Isn't Jesus awesome? He was right there. Isn't that an awesome key? "And behold, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom, because I come to give you life and give it to you abundantly." I mean, having cold feet is not abundant life. Some people say, "Gee, if that's the only problem I had, I'd be tickled." But you don't even have to have that either. I prayed, and I thanked him, and Cheryl thanked him, and we got our answer, just like that. Well, I didn't know that she had knocked a knee off riding a little cycle in a gym, I think 15 or whatever years before. But every time she would do something, or she would bend down, "Oh, get up, oh, my knee, oh, I can't walk, knees all swelled up." I said, "What's wrong with you today?" You know, here she is, a young woman, you know, walking like an old woman, you know, can't get around. I said, "What's wrong with you, woman?" Well, she said, "Well, my knee." I knocked my kneecap off when I was riding a machine exercising years ago, and it does this every once in a while. I said, well, you don't have to be like that. We got the keys to the kingdom, right? Are we children of the king? Sure we are. So we pray in faith, thanking the Lord. It's done. He said it. That's all you got to do. Pray. Thank you, Lord. It's done. Well, the knee, the swelling would go down in a day or two or three, and everything get okay for a week or two or three, and then all of a sudden she'd do something, that thing slip off again. I prayed over that thing, rebuked that devil for about 8 months before I finally got it totally, completely done. See, some of the devils of hell, they don't give up easy, but you don't never give up. You stay in faith. Well, after that finally got it done, she went out to sing out to, in Colorado somewhere last year, and even went skiing while she was out there. Now, you don't go skiing with a bad knee, right? If you do, you're in trouble. But she went skiing and had absolutely no problems. You know, so when you find the keys to the kingdom, this is what you got to realize. The keys of the kingdom. Jesus said in Matthew 16:19, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you shall bind. There's not a whole lot left out of whatever, is there? In other words, once we become children, we got to realize He's given us all things. All things. I mean, if you're not praying, getting prayers answered, you're not believing God. You're not believing Him. He's made the promises. I mean, they're there. They're all over the place. And He says, whatever you shall bind. In other words, that means to make happen, knit together. Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you shall loose on earth or destroy down here. So whatever the devil's doing, you have power to kick him out in the name of Jesus. All power has been given to you over the enemy. He has no power over you when you walk in obedience to God's word. Now then, in Matthew chapter 6, I want us to think about some of these things the Lord told us today, what we can do as far as our power and our dominion. Because I was raised up in a church that I never saw an answer to prayer in the church. I never saw anybody healed. I never saw any miracles. I guess... The reason we don't see these things, I guess, I turned on the radio the other night. I turned on the radio the other night when I was going home, and there was a man on that's the president of a large Christian institute. And just as I turned it on, he made a statement to a man. He said, you know, there's a false revival going on. There is people that still believe that God does healings and miracles today. But He don't do that. He can heal and He can do miracles, but He don't do them unless He wants to with His sovereignty. What you have to say has nothing to do with God doing a healing or a miracle. I thought, what is wrong with this guy? Where is this guy coming from? Where does he get this information? And then I heard him say, I've written a book. It was called The False Revival. And I have exposed people like Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Hagin. I thought, Lord, help this guy. Lord, help this man. Now, who's blinded this man's eyes? Sure, of course it is. This guy supposedly is a Christian man that loves God, that's a president of a large Christian organization, and he don't believe God heals or does miracles anymore. He believes he saves souls. You know, he does that. And you know, I thought to myself, he comes to Prestonwood Baptist Church about twice a year. I thought the next time I hear him coming to Prestonwood, I think I'm going to go out there and take 10 or 15 people, like you, Sharon. People from here that have received the mighty miracles and healings like you, take Cheryl. My wife, you know, that's received so many answers to prayer and so many other people. And we just go out there and just scatter ourselves around amongst those 10,000 people or whatever's there And then when he asked for questions, I'd like to stand up and say, "Sir, I have a question. I heard you on radio say that Jesus doesn't do miracles or healings anymore, and that you wrote a book about the false revival. Well, I've been a Southern Baptist all of my life, and I'd like to tell you that the enemy obviously has deceived you, because I've seen God do many miracles." He said, "You have? Yes." "Oh, would you like to see one?" "Huh. Yes." I said, "Is there anybody here in this congregation that's received a miracle when I prayed for you in the name of Jesus?" And about 10 or 15 or 20 people stand up all over the place and said, "I got one, I got three, I got five. Have you got time to listen to all these, sir?" I mean, yeah, just take Caitlin. That'd be good enough, wouldn't it? Yeah. Oh, I definitely would take her. Yeah, I'd take her because that's the best documented one there is. I mean, that isn't it awesome how the enemy has blinded our minds to what we have as children of God? But listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 6, 9. "And after this manner, therefore, pray you." Now, he's telling the disciples and us how to pray. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Now, wait a minute. Let's just read that. And if he wants his kingdom to come, we're supposed to pray for his kingdom to come and that his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Have you ever stopped to think about what that last statement, "in earth as it is in heaven," really means? I mean, do you think there's sickness and disease in heaven? You think people are crippled in heaven? Do you think people have pain and suffering in heaven? So what do you think God wants? What is his will for us on earth then? The same thing it is in heaven. He just told us right there. "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Then I want you to go to Matthew 4. Back to Matthew 4. Start with verse 23. Are you ladies up here on the front? Are y'all cold? You're a little cool? Let me set that up just a little. I'm not cold at all. I'm just really nice, but I don't want y'all to be cold. We'll set that up just a little. Now, I want you to think about what this is saying here in Matthew 4. And then I'm going to ask y'all some questions today. This is going to be a different healing school. I'm going to have a question and answer session here. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23... "And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues."
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow, these teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.